The Cardinals continue to stay on the winning path after they beat West Sioux last Friday 31-13. This win wouldn't have come without a total team effort overall. Trainer carried over their effort in practice from the beginning to the end of the game as they now advance further into the playoffs.
Oh, I think we had a total team effort last Friday. It wasn't just Friday, it was all through practice. We had an awesome week of practice, and it was cool to see. You hit the playoff time, and then you have a big roster like we do with 60 kids, and the JV season is over, and it's easy for those JV guys or those younger guys to kind of tap out mentally. But those guys were locked in for us, and we had great scout team reps from all those young guys pitching in to help get the older guys ready. And so it was just a total team effort all week through practice, and it carried over into the game. And I thought we played probably our most complete game beginning to end that we've played not only this season but in quite a few years. So really, really pleased with that performance.
Ben Casey had one of the best games of his season as he passed for 282 yards and went 17-22 for 4 touchdowns. Carson Elwood was Casey's primary receiver as he had 216 receiving yards. Head coach Jeff Casey credits the blocking up front with allowing the open routes downfield that led to the successful passing game in the Cardinals' favor.
Well, we found a couple of matchup things that we were able to take advantage of just in terms of kind of how we formationed them a little bit. And we also got the run game going. And so we were chunking off some good yardage on the ground, especially early in the game. And so what that allowed us to do then was kind of get Carson singled up. And so there were some situations that we were able to dictate where we got him singled up on a defensive back, and we're going to take our chances with him one-on-one against most defensive backs. And so that kind of got us in position to give him some looks. And then Ben was on the money with his throws for the most part Friday night. He had great protection. The guys up front did a really, really nice job at giving him time to sit back there and allow Carson to get open. So we had several throws that were pretty far down the field. And again, that can't happen if you don't have good pass protection. And so things were clicking up front. He was on the money with his throws. I mean, Carson just he's a superior athlete, and he ran great routes, and he's got a ton of speed and goes up and catches the ball, high points in the air. So it was all clicking.
In the defensive game, Trainer saw a great defensive effort from the whole defense overall. Two players that stand out statistically were Brady Phelps and Peter Young. Phelps had a total of 9 tackles and 2.5 tackles for loss in the game. Young had 7 tackles and half a tackle for loss to help in the defensive effort for Trainer. These two could not have done the job alone, as the defense held West Sioux to just 13 points and forced a turnover with an interception by Carson Elwood.
Yeah, really great game from those guys, and really just across the board. And so there's a lot of things that aren't going to show up stat-wise, but there were things going on during the game with the entire defense, all 11 guys. So we were preaching, hey, what's your job this week? Let's make sure you focus on your job. The guy next to you has to do his job, and so on and so forth. So while there might have been a handful of guys that had more tackles than others, that doesn't happen if everybody's not doing their job. And so I think that's really what prevented them from being able to get a ton of yardage down the field and string long drives together. We were able to get some stops, get them off the field, get those third down stops. And so again, it's my responsibility is I've got the quarterback on this play, or you've got the dive back, or there's a motion guy, how we were adjusting, reacting to those different things. And so everybody played their part and did great.
This week, Trainer takes on OAB CIG this Friday night in the second round of playoff action. The Falcons are primarily an offensive team that likes to put the ball in the air and put it deep. In 9 games this season, there are 6 players who have had 18 or more receptions on the offensive side. They will have to halt the momentum of quarterback Bryson Collar as he passed for 358 yards and 6 touchdowns in their last game over Shenandoah. The way to stop him is in the secondary, as a junior threw for 3 interceptions against Shenandoah. There are a lot of targets to cover downfield, and Trainer needs to be right on the bullseye.
Again, I look at it as it's a unit thing. It's a full defense thing. And so everybody has to understand what their role is and what their job is defensively. So that's defensive linemen understanding their gaps, understanding how and when to get pressure. Linebackers, if they're blitzing or they're dropping, or if we're in man or zone, making sure everybody's on the same page. And obviously the defensive backs are going to have a big challenge covering their receivers, because they have a big crew of receivers, a lot of guys I think I counted six receivers with 18 or more catches, which is pretty impressive. The quarterback is able to kind of lengthen plays back there as he scrambles around and buys some time for those guys to get open. So going to be a big challenge for sure for our guys.
While the team continues to play consistently, the game plan continues to change in little ways. The goal this week is to just move the chains and convert on every third down opportunity given to Trainer.
I think it's the same thing it's been. It's, you know, every week is kind of a little bit of a different game plan. It's whatever we think we can exploit from our opponent. So while there's some core things that we do, there's different ways that we can get it done. And so whether that's, you know, maybe some different formations we haven't shown yet, or kind of putting guys in different position or doing some different things in the run game. Those are the things that we're kind of focused on. But, you know, it comes down to being good at the little things. So, you know, how we block and getting those first down yards and moving the chains on third down.
Trainer travels to OABCIG on Friday with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.